I won't go over it because you guys know it so well. I mean, you just look at this and you think, how could he be so stupid? You know, it's like how could Lois Lane be so stupid as to never figure out who Clark Kent is? You know, it's just, well, it's a comic book, so you let it go. But you look at this and you think, how could he be so stupid not to know this woman was against him? But I think the answer is not that he's stupid. I mean, he could have been an Einstein. He could have been a really, really smart guy. But sin really makes you stupid. And his sin just makes him look really, really stupid here. So cuts off the hair, you know, which is a violation of the Nazarite vow. And he loses his strength. And they poke out his eyes, which again, I think is pretty symbolic here, right? This guy has no vision. He has no spiritual sight, really. And so they put him grinding grain, which is the work of a woman in this society. And you know how the story goes. He eventually grows his hair back and kills more people in his death than in his life. And it's just a sad, sad story about lost potential. But the reason why we focus on this, and remember, this is the last judge, right? We've gone down the spiral here. And you look at this, and really, a lot of ways, his story is also the story of the nation. Just all sorts of power available to them. Very, very little power utilized. Right? So when you come here to the end, again, you're feeling very sad, very, very empty. But if you feel bad now, just hold on, because things get much worse, right? Let's go to that. Because now we get to the two last stories. Remember in the introduction we said these are the two perfect stories, like the perfect storm. Like these just really bring this book to its natural conclusion. And right here at the beginning of the section, 17 to 21, you see the phrase, "In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Now, in some ways, that describes a lot of the book, but you never find it until here, right? In 17, verse 6. Now, I've kind of divvied it up a little bit or colored a little bit to see the different parts here, because there are two parts. There was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. My question is there a cause and effect relationship? Or, to put it another way, which of these two do you think is more significant? Let me show you how they play out in the book, right? The phrase happens again in Judges 18:1, but it only has the white part. Yeah, that's the end of the verse. I didn't deliberately keep the blue off. There's no blue in 18:1. In 19:1, it shows up again, and then the very last verse in the book, it shows up like this. So this phrase, everybody who did that which is right in his own eyes, which is kind of a way we summarize the book, is not a bad way, because it does show up in the very last verse as kind of the summary. And yet, I would submit to you that based upon what we see there, the blue isn't really the most important part. People are doing what's right in their own eyes, but the reason they're doing what's right in their own eyes is because there's no king in Israel, right? So the cause here is we don't have a godly man who will stand up and get things straight. And if we did, then people would stop doing what's right in their own eyes. So how do you solve this? Well, you solve it by going to the cause, right? What we really, really need is a leader. And that's really the main focus of how we finish things up here. So let's take a look at these two stories quickly, and then we'll get into Ruth, okay? Probably some good stuff there. So the first story is about corruption in worship, 17 and 18, and there are major players. Micah is one major player. He is a total loser.